Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Darts has a new superstar who is making the sport simply unmissable. Last year's final was the most watched non-football event in Sky Sports history. Now, after an incredible 12 months where he has become an unlikely household name, 17-year-old Luke the Nuke Littler has become the youngest world champion, beating rival Michael van Gerwen last night at London's Alexandra Palace.
To realise his dream, to achieve his destiny, to be world champ.
What an incredible atmosphere. Well, we're joined now by darts legend Bobby George to talk about Littler and his incredible rise to fame. George, you're very, very welcome. I mean, this was a simply massive achievement, especially after the disappointment of losing last year. Do you think he came back just fired up to win?
Well, last year, when he got to the final, I thought, well, he's done really well. You know, he's only a young man, and I thought he'd done really well. And he's played in different tournaments, PDC, and he won a lot of tournaments last year. But I thought, if he makes it to the final, then he's definitely proved himself again. And he played absolutely marvellous yesterday. He played the 180s when he wanted them, the shots out. In fact, he didn't give Michael a chance. Michael scored well, but missed a few doubles. But Lou just beat him up. he got 4-0 up. And then he just pulled away from him.
But he beat him up while he was so calm. He's 17 years of age with the world kind of watching him. Where does this calm kind of demeanour or the nerve come from? Like, I mean, did he start playing darts as a very young child?
Well, yeah. He used to play with a nappy on. They're probably sell Luke darts with a nappy now for the babies. Because he used to play with a nappy on. He started when he was, 18 months old, as I'm throwing darts. But he's had the experience last year through the tournaments he's won, and he's learned to control his nerves, probably. And he took his time on some shots where before he didn't. He slowed up a bit. I noticed that last night. He slowed up to make sure he didn't miss. But he's got a lot of talent, that boy. I mean, hell of a lot of talent.
And is he going to inspire, a new generation, Bobby? Like, it's football or other sports that dominate, but maybe once in a generation, or it could even be 20 or 30 years, someone comes along that just kind of turns the sports on its head. Like, the fact that for Sky Sports that it was its most watched non-football event, he's really just brought such a dynamic to the game.
Well, he's opened the door, really, for all the manufacturers for selling dart equipment. He's going to be in every tournament. He comes across nice. But like Michael said, a good point. Michael van Gerwen, he was 17 when he won the World Masters. He's 34. And he said, well, every 17 years, someone comes along.
Yeah.
Very good. He's right. Luke was 17. He's come along, hasn't he? He's dominated the sport.
And where does he go from there? Obviously he's going to probably, like Van Gerwen, have a very, very long career. But as you say, is he going to be, darts doesn't come with a pensionable job for the most part. Is he going to have a long and successful and commercially successful career ahead of him?
Well, yeah, he's only young. I mean, he's not got a job there. He's got a pension. He's a dart player. That's his living. So he's got to keep his feet on the ground, practice like he does, and earn as much money as he can. So when he does go, the talent, he's got something to fall back on. Like if he goes and buys a house now, he owns the house outright. That's a great start in life because he's got no debt for the house, mortgages and insurances. He owns it. Yeah. And that's the advice I would say to him anyway.
Well, it was superb advice from Bobby George, from one darts legend to another. Thank you for joining us on that absolutely phenomenal win last night by Luke Littard. Bobby, thank you very, very much for joining us.